This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody ever mentions the ages of May versus Daniels as the two guys we're debating between as the number two pick. So I want to pose this question on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067. Drake May is 2 years younger than Jaden Daniels, basically, right? I mean, there are months that you can factor in there. But 21-year-old Drake May, as we talk, 23-year-old Jaden Daniels. On top of that, Daniels has played 5 years of college football, like legitimate, sizable, on-field performance for 5 years. Drake May, 2 years of college football. So I guess it's a two-part question where I want to know, number one, do you care about that age discrepancy? Because this is not Michael Penix, who's going to be 24 in season next year. Daniels doesn't turn 24 until December. The very, very end of the football season. But he will be a 24-year-old rookie at one point in time, which is still a rarity, I would say. Do you care about that? Is that a factor that makes you move May at 21 further up the board or Daniels down at all? Or is it not a factor? And then the other thing, Danny, is, you know, what's the positive? What's the negative here? I don't even know how to read it. A lot of football for Daniels. Starting at Arizona State, last couple years at LSU at the SEC level. Playing as good a college football schedule as you're going to get. 5 seasons versus May, just 2 seasons. You could say that it's a good thing that he played so much football, had that experience, especially at the SEC level. You could also say for Drake May, maybe, because he only played a couple of years, there's more growth and upside and, you know, potential and future in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. How do you see the age, the experience part of the discussion?
So age is irrelevant to me. And for almost all these guys, honestly, because these quarterbacks play till they're 40. You know what I mean? Brady, in his case, 45. He's pretty exceptional.
But you'd agree that if you're 24 versus if you're 20, to be extreme,
mm-hmm.
you're way more of a finished product.
That,
the whole point of the draft is trying to draft what a guy is in 5 years, so there's just way less room for growth.
Right. That's the part I care about. So if you're looking at someone's experience where, let's say for the sake of argument, Jaden Daniels was this kind of guy. Obviously, you're going to incrementally improve over the years. You play with great cast in LSU, you'll put up great numbers. But let's say from minute one at Arizona State, he was close to this. I go, this is pretty much a finished product. This is kind of what it is. That's not as exciting to me. The upward arc and growth is exciting to me, but like it's one of the reasons I think people are turned off, not to the fact he's not going to get drafted. I mean, a little bit less high on Michael Penix because of all the years, and he's kind of doing this, and he's in his mid-20s, and he's got a number of injuries. It's like, yeah, this you're pretty close to your ceiling here with this guy. Whereas May's best case is we haven't scratched the surface. 2 years as a starter at a mediocre program, with all due respect to UNC, compared to some of these other guys, we're only beginning. There's tons of upside potentially. I care about the upside part of it. I care how close to your ceiling are you, But for a quarterback and age, you know, 22, 23, 24, I'm nowhere near as concerned about it.
I think that's fair on the age. I expect less development the older you are, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that can be true from a physical and a mental standpoint, from a maturation standpoint, too. So I think the tiebreaker for me, maybe, if everything was equal, would be to go with the younger prospect. But there are examples of guys, and there's always going to be the break glass in case of emergency QB, so to speak. But there are examples of guys who just break every rule, where like Joe Burrow is a good example. Joe Burrow, in his first season, turned 24 years old in December. Essentially, he's the same exact age coming out as Jaden Daniels was, okay? It was held against him some, but not much. He was the number one overall pick.
No, it did knock him in at all.
Just like I think it's not going to be held against Jaden Daniels much, and he's probably going to go number two or number three overall. But is there the less potential for kind of figuring more things out? Absolutely. The good thing for Joe Burrow is he didn't have a whole lot to figure out. Like, if you're already awesome, then that matters a little less. And maybe you could say that again about Jaden Daniels, can't you? He's already awesome. Now he's going to have to transition to the league, and obviously you got to make some adjustments. But Burrow, at the exact same age, did what Daniels is going to try to do. And that should make you feel a little bit better. But I'm going to take the guy I like more. Age is not a determining factor. I'm not telling you it's not a factor, though. It would absolutely be a tiebreaker. Or if it's really close, let's say out of 100, I've got May as a 90 and Daniels as a 8. Let's say Daniels at a 90 and May at an 87 or something, but one of them's a couple years younger with 3 years less football experience, I'll probably go with the younger, less experienced guy.
Well, conversely, think about why the NBA changed some of the rules for first-year players. Organizations got so tired of drafting the 18-year-old high school kid, waiting around for three or four seasons until he became a full-fledged NBA player, then you pretty much lose him. He'd go to free agency, right? So that they said, okay, let's just wait a little bit. We still want to draft young players with upside. So this is the necessary process where guys are going 2, 3, 4 years in college to sort of be closer to their finished product. So, I kind of get it. If someone's is even, if there is such a thing, yeah, give me the younger guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.